The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
Political activism has infected one of the most important institutions in America. Yes, McDonald's. Since today is International Women's Day, McDonald's in California has flipped its golden arches upside down to resemble W. Get it? M, which is bad because of men. As it starts with an M like McDonald's, he turned upside down and now it's woman. Wow. Another W word. McDonald's is, is following suit with all the digital platforms. Maybe I'm crazy, but I think this is just a cheap publicity stuff. I don't think there's not a single woman that I know or respect that would be driving by going, you know what? Suddenly I am going to have that quarter pounder with cheese. They respect me. I mean, they employ women at all levels. Many of the customers are women. Many of the customers are not women. You know, they make sure that they have boy and girl-centric Happy Meal toy options. I mean, do we need to really celebrate women even more? How about we get a transgendered Ronald McDonald? And Grimace has always been, I don't know if that's a man or a woman. He's cis-neutral. Anyone with a brain cell knows this is a pandering marketing campaign, and it's working. Everyone is covering it. But will it do anything? I mean, does anybody think, you know what? I'm gonna fight for that gender inequality in our society because McDonald's has turned their sign upside down. I'm guessing it's not going to sell an extra hamburger. I'm just guessing no. I would argue that McDonald's already does a great job at eradicating inequality between the sexes. We're all equal when we pull up to that drive-thru and that window late at night and embarrassingly bark out an order and ask for two Big Macs and large fries, something that all of our mothers would have said, do not eat that crap. We do it, male or female, and we all feel the same shame.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.